Well, hello, everybody. Andrew Pelletto here from theinterviewseries.com. And we have a very special guest tonight, Jessica Swanson, the shoestring marketer. We'll get to that in just a second. But for you, those of you who are brand new to the call, just to let you know, this is not a one-time thing. We do this on a monthly basis. I have different guests at least once a month. Sometimes certain months we have several guests. So you can always go to theinterviewseries.com and check it all out there. And let's see here. What can we get started doing today with Jessica? And just for the folks, a little housekeeping real quick, and I don't like to use that word, but I'm going to today. If you're listening via the phone and you want to listen via the internet, you can do so at theinterviewseries.com/live, and you can follow the prompts there. Just click on the button and play, and you can hear it over the computer. Okay, so like I said, our guest tonight is Jessica Swanson. We'll get right into this, and let me tell you a little bit about Jessica. Jessica Swanson, the shoestring marketer, has helped thousands of entrepreneurs explode their business using cutting-edge, proven, and completely free marketing strategies. After obtaining her MS in written communications, Jessica launched her own internet business and spent thousands of hours personally researching and applying proven marketing strategies to grow her business. Jessica became especially excited about free marketing strategies and found out that they often work better than paid marketing. As a result, Jessica quickly built a thriving internet business using 100% no-cost marketing techniques. Soon after, entrepreneurs and small business owners began seeking Jessica's advice on how to productively market their own business for free. Jessica quickly became a top priority on the effective use of free marketing strategies for growing small businesses quickly and efficiently. Jessica now shares her knowledge through her weekly e-zine products and coaching programs. To receive her free marketing kit, visit www.shoestringmarketingkit.com. And with all that, I'd like to welcome my very special guest this evening, Jessica Swanson.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm super happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. And Jessica, I don't know if you've been on any of my calls in the past, but what I'd like to do is tell the people listening how I came across the guest that I have. And this I've never even told you this, Jessica. We've only talked a couple of times, but sometime last summer, and I don't even remember how I got on the call, but you did a webinar about something, and for whatever reason, I was on that call, and you just blew me away with your positive attitude. I can tell you were smiling the whole time, and you were just perky as all get out. And I said, this is somebody I got to talk to. And so I started emailing her, and for the longest time, I went back to our emails, and this is back in July that I tried to contact her, and she responded very quickly. We just couldn't get our schedule straightened out. She has a very busy schedule, and she's extremely sought after. And come October or something, we still couldn't get together via the phone. And I said, you know, I'm just going to hold off until the first year because now we have the holidays and all the good stuff. So about the first or second day of this year, I emailed her, and she says, yeah, she'd love to talk to me, which I was extremely excited about. And we got on the phone and scheduled time very, very quick, and boom, 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 and here we are. And I got to tell you, folks, if you haven't seen Jessica's picture, you got to see it because she's got a smile to die for. She's got the prettiest smile, and I do that and say that with all due respect, Jessica. And when I talk to you, I can just tell you're constantly smiling, which is a great thing. So hopefully that wasn't too much. It wasn't too embarrassing. But that's what I like to say, how we first met and everything. So
that's fantastic.
All right. Jessica, I got a lot of questions for you. And also, we already have some people that sent in some questions. But to get started, why don't you tell us, first of all, how you got started with the shoestring stuff?
Okay. This is a fantastic story. I have quite this long, drawn-out story, and I'm going to really make it as quick as I possibly can. But it is one of those stories that is worth telling, and so I do like to tell this because I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to. And it's simply that, Andrew and I were chatting before, and I was a teacher for many, many years, for about 15 years. And my daughter actually ended up getting sick. She ended up getting leukemia. And a high-risk leukemia, and I had to I had to make sure that I could get her into the hospital on a daily basis, and it became a stressful situation. So I decided, you know what, my family is first in my life, so I had to make sure that I had a job that was really flexible, that I was able to, you know, take her and care for her, et cetera. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go into real estate. So mm-hmm. I had no experience. I don't know exactly why I thought of real estate, but I thought, you know, I'm going to try real estate. So we go in. My husband and I did purchase this apartment in Chicago. We're going to rehab it and, you know, start this business. Well, a series of unfortunate events kind of happened, and eventually we were winterizing the place. And unfortunately, the pipes burst, and the whole entire apartment was destroyed. And we ended up in our insurance didn't cover it, of course. And so we ended up in $250,000 of debt. So it was a little bit of a rough one right there with a sick child. But, you know, I knew that, all right, you know what, I can give up and I can just throw the towel in, or we're going to figure this out. Mm-hmm. So I decided I'm going to start my own business, but I'm going to do this on the internet. So I went ahead and I actually started and it's funny you talked about my smile, but I started, I wrote a book because I do have that background, mm-hmm. and it was a book on happiness, and I decided to market it over the internet. And that's where I learned how to market, was just by simply writing this book and then figuring out how to market it online. And as I began to market the book, I had this debt, I had no income, so I had no money that I could put into this, to the marketing of this book. Mm-hmm. So I had to be very creative. I had to look at any sort of, you know, bootstrapping, shoestring marketing strategies that I could find. Mm-hmm. And what happened was people started being interested in the way that I was marketing myself, and I saw that, wow, you know, there's a business in this whole shoestring marketing industry. And what I found was that there wasn't really there was no source of information that was put together that was accessible all in one place on how to market your small business on a budget. So that is when shoestring marketing was born. And what I like to tell people is that when I started shoestring marketing, it was, you know, obviously I had been marketing my book, so I had a lot of knowledge behind me. But the exciting part of this business was I was able to build a six-figure income under 6 months' time without spending a penny on marketing. And so I was able to just really, you know, go from zero to six figures all on a shoestring budget. Now, I worked hard and I worked smart, but what's really exciting is that it's absolutely possible to build a business without spending a lot of money. And so that's really my background. And what I find exciting is that I'm able to share this knowledge with small business owners who are, especially in this economy, you know, really on a shoestring budget.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you just you mentioned something and it triggered one of the things that stood out to my mind the first night I heard you when you said that you built a six-figure income in 6 months. One of my goals has been, even before I've got into the internet business, is to develop a six-figure a year income. So mm-hmm. I think that's what attracted me initially, because once you started talking about that, I'm like, that's a girl I need to get in her pocket, hip pocket, and so that triggered it right there. So that's why. Okay, so. On that note, let me ask you this then, because everyone knows about this economy right now. It's not the greatest in the world. We've seen better times.
Oh, yeah.
Businesses are looking for all kinds of ways to cut their expenses. Now, do you feel that no-cost marketing strategies are effective for these small business owners nowadays, or what?
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is what's so exciting. You know, people are sad about the economy, and my heart goes out to people. You know, they're losing their jobs, and, you know, you're scared, and it's very nerve-wracking. But I am going to say without any hesitation that there has never been a better time in history to build your business on a shoestring budget. And one of the reasons is that we are finding that marketing is actually all about building relationships and positioning yourself as an expert. And we're going to talk about that, you know, in this call tonight. But the point is that for the first time in history, small business owners have a fantastic chance to compete, you know, on the same playing field as the big boys. And believe it or not, many years ago, we didn't have options, for instance, you know, our option was we could put up a commercial on a TV show. We could take out a really expensive radio ad. We could put a newspaper ad. You know, we were really kind of, our hands were tied. Now we have so many options in order to begin to catapult that business. And what's even more exciting is that small businesses are quicker to respond. We don't have any red tape necessarily that we have to dig through. And so we can actually, you know, we can get on social media sites. We can get on Facebook and Twitter, and we can really explode there much quicker than the big businesses can. Mm-hmm. And so there's no question that even though the economy is tough, we have so many options. In fact, I have personally myself tested over 200 free without, you know, zero money, free marketing platforms that actually work. And what I have found as I've been testing those against some paid marketing platforms is that for the most part, free marketing works as well, if not better, than those paid marketing platforms. So it's a pretty exciting time for the small business owner.
Wow. See, now, you keep mentioning the free platforms and everything else, and one of the things I keep running into, and this is not free, of course, is pay-per-click. Now, I personally have never used pay-per-click, and there's just something about that it just eludes me, so I've never got into it. But sticking with the concept of free platforms and everything else, why do you feel that the free marketing tools and free marketing platforms, as you call them, work so well?
Okay. Love that. That's my favorite question. And what I'm going to urge people to do at this point is to take out a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give some people – I mean, I want to give the people on the call some advice that they can put into practice immediately. And
great.
First of all, you know, and number one, and I'm going to – I want to go through – I like to say that I have seven strategies when it comes to why free marketing works so well.
Okay.
And the first strategy is that traditional marketing, it's losing its effectiveness. And, you know, as I said before, you know, research is suggesting everywhere we turn that traditional marketing is every single day losing its effectiveness. And we're also finding that by 2011, traditional marketing is going to be as one-third of effective as it has been in the past. Now, this means TV commercials, radio ads, newspaper ads. This is what I'm talking about when I'm really referring to traditional types of advertising. They don't work as well. Now, let me just say really quickly why that is.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional advertising is all about interrupting what you are doing. And it's a real one-way street. And so, you know, you're watching your TV show, and all of a sudden this commercial comes on and interrupts what you were doing. And they just tell you what you're supposed to do. You know, go buy this, or this is how you should feel, or et cetera. And as all of us probably know on this call, you know, that's not a real effective way to get us to act. And so traditional marketing is just not working as well. And number two, and I'm going to move right into that, it's because marketing needs to be interactive, and that's what the consumer wants right now. They want that interaction with the company. They want to interact with people that they do business with.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at a commercial, there's no interaction. It's a one-way street. And however, when you start thinking about Facebook, when you start thinking about Twitter, that is about interacting. And that's when you are interacting with your consumer directly. And a lot of big businesses, this is really scary for them. They're not sure how to go about it. They're so big, they don't even know how to handle that. Again, the small business owner, it's so simple. You know, even a solopreneur, a one-man show, can get on Twitter and be instantly effective. So it is about that interactive relationship. And moving into number three, if you know anything about me, you know that marketing is all about relationships. And if you want to be effective as a small business owner, it's about relationships first, sales second. And that's what will really explode businesses, is when you begin developing those relationships. And you're not going after that sale. You are going after, I want to develop relationships with people. I want to put people first. I want to educate them. I want to inform them. And eventually, your business will build if that's what your mindset is. And, you know, and that's what you have to think about. And think about, a TV commercial has zero to do with a relationship. You know, a radio ad, there's no relationship in there. But that's what our consumers are asking for, and we have to, if we're going to be successful, that's what we have to do. Moving into number four, and this kind of piggybacks on it, but marketing is informational. And it is absolutely essential that your customers learn about you, they learn about your company. You have to supply them with valuable resources, with really interesting information, so that they begin to trust you. And that is absolutely essential, that you understand that, you know, it's my job to inform my customers. It's not so much that I put up a website and think, okay, you know, now my business is going to take care of itself. Nowadays, you have to actually continue, you have to be in that relationship with consumers. You have to supply them with information. And that information might be through an article. It might be through a video. It might be through a podcast. It might be through a blog. There's lots of ways to supply information. But you have to make sure that no matter what business you're in, you are supplying information, that you're educating your prospects. And what and this moves into number five, which is really exciting, and that is that you don't have to be an expert to understand marketing. And traditional marketing was really expensive. It was very complicated. There was a lot that had to go into it. And let's face it, you're spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And so you had to have specific training to launch these marketing campaigns. I can tell you that anyone nowadays can market their business and learn how to market their business. Now, there's a learning curve, and you have to understand how to do it effectively. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same as it used to be. So what's exciting is you can have a business and you can market your business, you know, all in the same breath. And that's what I just love about it. Yeah, which is fantastic. And that moves into number six, which is, you know, free marketing naturally, it just naturally allows you to establish yourself as an expert. And really, that's really what you're after. You want people to look at you as someone that knows what they're talking about, that you are the go-to person in your particular industry. And when you start looking at free marketing platforms, what you'll notice is that, you know, article marketing, press releases, blogging, what happens is that you naturally are going to begin to give people information, give people facts, give people valuable resources, etc. And you know, the funny thing is you don't have to be an expert in terms of, I have a PhD in this field. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. You just have to know a little bit more than your market knows. And if you always know a little bit more than your market, you will always be an expert. You'll be a step ahead. And that's what it's about, is that people can look to you for answers, that you can supply some answers, and that most importantly, that you can help them solve their problems. So no matter what business you're in, if you can really identify what are the problems that my prospects are facing, and how can I help them solve those problems? Boom, you're an expert naturally. And finally, you know, and I'm just kind of going all the way back, circling around, that you truly can do this without spending a dime. And I'm living proof that you can build a business without spending any money. And you don't have to spend hundreds, thousands of dollars a month. You can be just as effective, probably more effective, without spending a single penny. And that's because it's so exciting because we're breaking into a whole new world in marketing. And most people haven't caught on. It's absolutely true. Most people are behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us, the small business owners that understand that, you know what, it's about relationships. It's about interaction. It's about getting to know the people that want to do business with me. That's how you are going to build a six-figure income. And we have the platforms. And when I say platforms, you know, that's the tools. You know, Twitter is a tool. Twitter is a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's a tool, a platform. But we have the platforms in front of us that now we are able to accomplish this quickly, efficiently, and without doubt, the first time in history. And that's what I think is so exciting about it.
Wow.
So those are my 7 points.
Those were awesome. You know, real quick, I want to say something. When you mentioned you have to stay a step ahead of your market, one of the my hobbies, and this will make sense here in a second, is I'm a dancer. Believe it or not, if people look at me,
oh,
they won't think that.
I love that.
If you saw me, you wouldn't think of me as a dancer. Most people think I'm a bodybuilder or a pro wrestler. One of those kind of things. But I started in ballroom a long time ago, and I recently got asked to be an instructor at a Fred Astaire place, and timing didn't work out and everything else. But one of the things that the places like Fred Astaire and Arthur Murray do, and this is not a slam on them whatsoever, folks, I don't think it is, but it goes with what you were saying. They bring people that have no dance experience whatsoever, but they want to be instructors. What they do is they keep these people, they train them to be one or two steps, if you will, or weeks ahead of the people that they're instructing. So they're always... the people that are instructing always feel like their instructors are that much more ahead of them because they know more. So when you said you always be a step ahead of your market, I completely understand that because of the world I come from and my hobby and everything else. So.
Oh, that's so Andrew, that's so interesting. And I think it's so important for people on the call to know that you don't have to wait until you're a bona fide expert. You know, you don't have to wait, as I said, until you have that PhD. As long as you're just a few steps ahead, you're right, then you're ready to go. You don't have to be, you know, miles and miles ahead of people in order to say, you know what, I'm an expert and I have some answers that probably you don't know. And like you said, I'm a few dance steps ahead, and that's all it takes. You're exactly right about that.
Oh, okay. Now I'm going to – this is something I know people have been waiting for, and I know I have been waiting for because you mentioned a couple of times, and I'm gonna hold you to it right now. So you mentioned these 200 – free platforms and everything else. Now, I would love to keep you on the phone and pick your brain for all 200 of them, but I know I can't do that. So can you give us a few hints of what these free platforms are? Can I twist your arm to give us some of these hints?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, a lot of times people want to know, you know, okay, what free marketing platforms are you going to recommend and what would you recommend for my business? Now, yes, you're right. I have tested 200. Now, here's the interesting tidbit that I'm going to really put into people's brains. I actually, and anybody in my I just actually just ended a coaching program today, and we had just a blast. We had so much fun, and it was a group coaching program, and some of these people I think are even on the call tonight. And I always recommend that you start, are you ready, with only 5 marketing platforms. And some people say, what? I wanted to start with 150. And 5 is the magic number. And I'm going to guarantee you this without question. And I have enough clients, I have coached long enough that I understand that 5 is the magic number. When you begin your launching your business and beginning to market in a shoestring marketing sort of way. Now I'm going to tell you exactly which 5 I recommend, but I want to tell you why 5 is that magic number.
Okay.
First of all, you know, if you can begin to manage and become an expert on 5 platforms, and let's say, you know, Twitter, Facebook, etc., I want to see that you have a strong presence on 5 versus a weak presence on 150. And that's what undoubtedly happens, is when you begin to spread yourself too thin, you become a jack of all trades, master of none, and that does not serve your business well. So I I usually tell people that I want you to just take a step back and pick five platforms that are going to, and we're going to talk about how to pick those five, but that you are going to be able to naturally have a very strong, enthusiastic presence on. Now, 90% of business owners out there, I'm going to say you need to be on Twitter. You know, Twitter is just a natural platform that you need to be on, and it's all the rage right now. It doesn't mean it will be all the rage in 2 years, but at this very moment, Twitter is the rage. Facebook, it's the rage. Facebook is much more complicated because you have your Facebook profile page and you have Facebook groups and you have your fan page and et cetera and so forth. But Facebook is another platform that I generally recommend that you need to be on. Now, Twitter, Facebook, those are my favorites. Many, many business owners do benefit from using LinkedIn, which is a business networking site. Mm-hmm. However, you know, that's very dependent on your business. Now, what I have done, and I do this in my group coaching and I do this in my Shoestring Marketing Association, is that, believe it or not, I have found that you are going to do the best in your business if your other three options, you know, you have your Twitter and Facebook, which almost anybody should be on, but your other three options should be dependent on your personal business preferences. Now, let me talk about that for a minute. Let's say there are really only five ways to market. You can market through writing, and you can be a writing-based marketer. Blogs, article marketing, press releases. You can be a video-based marketer where you use videos as your marketing platform. You can be a speaker and enjoy that sort of marketing platform. You could be a what I like to call a kind of casual chatting or, you know, that online networking sort of, that would be Facebook and LinkedIn, et cetera.
Right.
You can be an offline networker. There's really no other category. So what I like to do is I like business owners to say, hey, you know, what are my strengths? Am I a writer? Do I enjoy it? Now, I don't mean do you have your master's in writing or doctorate, but do I enjoy writing? Do I like writing? Does it come naturally to me? If it does, then plug into writing-based platforms, blogging, article marketing, press releases. That's what you should be doing. Try to get a syndicated column. It's actually not that difficult. But look at using writing as your springboard to marketing. You know, you have your Twitter, Facebook, and then, hey, I'm going to plug into writing. Now, here's the beauty. If you hate to write and you don't enjoy writing at all, that's okay. Doesn't matter because there's videos that you can plug into. And you can do, obviously, something called a vlog, V-L-O-G, which is you have a blog, but it's only video-based. So instead of writing on your blog, you only post videos on your blog. You know, some of you may have heard of Gary Vaynerchuk, who grew it to a $60 million business through wine, just through vlogging. That was his only marketing vehicle. He really didn't do much else. But videos can absolutely catapult your business. You can do vlogging. You can go on to obviously YouTube's and, you know, Vidler and different video sharing sites.
Right.
But you can also send out video emails and video postcards, etc. Now, let's say you don't like to write, you don't like videos. Well, guess what? There's speaking. And Andrew, here's a perfect example of, you know, you do a fantastic job speaking. You're a great interviewer.
Thank you.
You know, you're very eloquent, and so that's a natural match for you. And so there's lots of ways you can tap into that speaking, you know, podcasting. You can host a radio show. You can do interviews as we're doing right now. And that's a fantastic way to market yourself as well. As I mentioned, let's say you love that Facebook, Twitter. You love meeting people online. That's a fun thing for you. There are literally over 1,000 different sites. And sometimes it's fun. You know, one of my sites I love that I'm very active in is a little site called BizNik. It's B-I-Z-N-I-K. And It's a great little site, and one of the reasons I love it is because it's not as crazy as Facebook. You know, it's not as million people and all the spam and all the craziness going on. It's much more business-orientated. It's much more professional people on there. And there's lots of great little sites like Biznic that are just little pockets of gold that you can tap into. And if that's your style, you can make a six-figure income just tapping into that. And last but not least, let's say you're the type of person that, you know what, I like face-to-face. I like to meet people. Then there are so many ways that you can tap into, joining groups in your area. And I have coached many, many business owners that they don't even like the whole internet thing. It scares them. It kind of intimidates them. So they've built their business offline just by networking, going to live events, maybe hosting their own events, speaking, maybe even generating their own events. So the point is that you never want to pick platforms because they're popular. You never want to pick platforms because, oh my gosh, I heard that if I go into this platform, I'll be a millionaire. That will never work for a business owner. You have to pick platforms based on your personality and based on what's going to be good for your business. And so that's why I say if you're a writer, that's the platforms you go into. If you're a videographer, you go into those. Speaker, online networker, offline networker. And within each of those, I could give hundreds of categories, of course. However, I think that's the most important part is that people understand that it's not so much that there's a certain I'm going to say right now, there is no platform that I would say, oh, my gosh, if you get on Twitter, that's it, you're a millionaire. Because it's not about that. It's about understanding marketing. And all of these platforms are simply tools to get your message out, to promote yourself and to promote mm-hmm. your business. So that's what it's about. It's about identifying where your strengths are and then really leveraging those strengths. And you know what? If you never shoot a video in your life, you can become a millionaire. It doesn't matter. I don't care what you hear. You don't have to use videos. It's not going to, be the detriment mm-hmm. to your business. If you never get on Twitter, but you are active in five other platforms and you're a master of five other platforms, you can become a millionaire. It really, there's not a specific platform that's going to make you a millionaire. It's more about picking the platforms that resonate with you, that are your style, that you enjoy, that are natural to your strengths, and then being consistent there. That's what it's all about. And that is the formula for success. There you go. That was my little soapbox right there.
Interesting. I want to add something onto this, and I don't want to take away your thunder, but I found this extremely fascinating, and it goes right along with what you were saying about the picking your base, your personality, and you pick your categories and so on and so forth. I have outside of dancing, I got another hobby, which I won't mention what it is. It's irrelevant to what we're talking about here. But about 10 years ago or so, I found a website that I really liked about this particular hobby, and there was a certain writer who had a daily column on it. And mm-hmm. so I was reading it every day, and I really enjoyed his writing style. Come to find out that his kid, he was like a freshman or sophomore in high school writing this column. And so throughout the years, he was writing a daily column. Then once he got into college, he started doing it two or three times a week because of time constraint. Then he got into get his master's degree, so he was doing it once a week. Then he actually got married. Now he has a couple of kids, and he does it like once a month or so. So a few months ago, I emailed him after one of his columns. I said, hey, dude, I really like your writing style. I've been following you for so long, so on and so forth. I said, can you tell me, I don't know if you have, if you can, how many readers do you have or how many followers do you have? And he said, and he wrote me back, he said, at last count, I have 5,000 people actively clicking on my articles or my columns every time I write one. And as far as I know, he's not doing anything with that other than writing this for this particular hobby. He's not monetizing it whatsoever. So what I'm trying to say is if you find something, like you were saying, that you enjoy or you're good at, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong with this, Jessica, I think people will seek you out or will find you eventually.
You'll
get a following with that.
Absolutely.
Now, whether you do something with it or not is totally up to you. But
Andrew, I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I think that's perfect. I love that point. I mean, you're exactly right, that if you hear somewhere on the internet, oh my gosh, I have to podcast because that's the newest, coolest tool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you hate speaking. It's like your worst nightmare. And
mm-hmm.
so off you go to podcasting, but you hate it. It's not fun for you. There's no way you're going to build a business. There's no
mm-hmm.
way you're going to build a business. And you're right. This kid who you're talking about
mm-hmm.
obviously loves to write, and that's
mm-hmm.
this kid's passion. And that's what it's about. I mean, anybody can find, you know, of all those things that I talked about, you can plug into something and find that it's fun and you enjoy it and et cetera and so forth. I mean, if you can't, I hate to say it, but maybe you shouldn't be in business if none of these things appeal to you. But
mm-hmm.
something has to appeal to you. And surely you can pick five things that you're passionate about and go there. But I mean, okay, Andrew, would you have to agree with me that some people should not be on video? I mean, let's face it. Like,
absolutely.
And
I got a lot of people saying that I shouldn't be. That's for sure.
Well, and I'm not even talking about what they look like. That's not my point. But there are people
mm-hmm.
that sometimes I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know what? That's not your marketing platform at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's boring. You're stilted. It's not natural for you. You know, there's
yep.
some people that I think, like, yeah, probably shouldn't be podcasting. You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes
oh, yeah.
I think, yeah, probably shouldn't be writing articles. You can tell when it's not a natural fit. But luckily, we have enough choices that everybody can find that natural fit. And that's what you have
mm-hmm.
to do. You have to find that natural fit. And don't force yourself to do videos if, like, whoa, that's not what you should be doing. Because some people, yeah, they shouldn't be on video. Some people should
mm-hmm.
not be hosting a radio show. Some people should not be writing articles. Some people should not be at networking events.
You
know what I mean.
And to go along with that, some people shouldn't be on Twitter, and I say that because I consider myself a Twitter idiot. You know, I've been on for about a year or so, and I see these people, I know they say they get a million followers in 62 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't quite mastered that one yet, and I have a hard time putting all my thoughts down in those smaller characters. So Twitter just eludes me for whatever reason. I know a lot of people love it. I'm on it, but I freely admit this, I am a Twitter idiot. So that is,
well,
even though I love to write, Twitter is just not my thing. So I'm
fine.
Glad you're
right.
bringing this up. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you know what? And it doesn't matter. Like, your business isn't going, that's not going to make a difference. If Twitter's not your thing, that's fine. I happen to love Twitter, although I will tell you, you're right. The people that say, hey, a million followers if you just click on this link. And then the funny part is you look at their followers and it's like 350 followers.
Yes, yes.
Even though they promote that, hey, get a million followers. But yes, there's many people that should not be on Twitter. Many. And
mm-hmm.
Andrew, you're awesome on Twitter. The only people that shouldn't be on Twitter are the only people that don't belong there are the people that are spamming. I mean, anybody else is fantastic on Twitter. Anybody should be, you know, I think Twitter is like just this wonderful playground that there's really no rules unless you're spamming people
mm-hmm.
and trying to sell them constantly. That's the only rule I think you have to, you know, play by in terms of Twitter. But the rest of it is pretty, you know, it's pretty common sense. But
right.
But you know what? Some people hate Twitter, and I get that, and that's fine. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't want to go on Twitter, you can still build your business.
I agree wholeheartedly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well, let me take control of this because we're talking about Twitter way too much, and it's my fault for getting on there. So let me go back to why I got you on the phone here. I'm picking your brain. So, all right. So.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm sure you hear all the time, I know I do because I teach people and train people on e-courses, not to get in that subject, but that's one of the things I do.
Right.
Time-wise, now, do you feel that this free marketing stuff takes a lot of time or does it not?
Well, that's such a great question. Well, first of all, that's always people's biggest concern and biggest problem with free marketing. And when I bring up Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, everybody freaks out because they feel like, oh, my gosh, it takes so much time. Well, I'm going to tell you guys a secret, and you have to keep the secret for me. You can't spread this. So no one tell anybody because I'm going to tell you a big secret, and that is that I'm very I'm a big Twitter person, and this is not to brag. This is simply to tell people how easy Twitter can be. I was just named on Forbes as one of the 30 women entrepreneurs to follow. Now, this is what kind of makes me laugh a little bit, is that I spend, and this is no exaggeration, 10 to 15 minutes a day on Twitter at the most. And there's even days that I hate to say it, I don't even spend that much time. I have mastered Twitter, and this is what we're talking about. And when I say master, remember I said you want to master your five marketing platforms.
Yes.
That includes you don't want to spend a lot of time there. You can't. You don't have that love. You can't spend 3 hours a day on Twitter. I mean, there's no way. So when I say that, Forbes, when I bring that up, it's simply because obviously I have a big following on Twitter. I appear to be very active on Twitter, but I have put a lot of tools into place that automate my marketing, that make sure that I don't have to personally spend a lot of time there. Now, obviously, I go into Twitter and I personally interact with people, and there's no question that I do that. However, Twitter, just so that everybody understands, is much more about that you are constantly coming up in people's Twitter streams. And when they see my face coming up constantly in their Twitter stream, they become curious, like, who is this person? Wow, she's always coming up in my Twitter stream. Now, I do a lot of quotes, and Andrew, you know, we both follow each other on Twitter, and, you know, I've seen your Twitters and you've seen mine, and I do a lot of quotes about marketing. And those are all automated. They are preloaded into Social Oomph, which is a tool, if people don't know that tool. It's just called Social Oomph, which is a crazy name, but socialoomph.com. And I have 30 days of quotes and marketing tips that are already preloaded. And what I do is I just send those out about 15 times a day. Now, these are, you know, on the first hand, it took me a while to put those all in. But let me tell you that once they start going out, people love them. Now, you cannot fully automate. That's a big no-no. If that's all I did, I wouldn't be very effective on Twitter.
Right.
But those go out constantly, and then what happens is people interact with me. They say, oh, I like that quote, or oh, that was cool. And what happens is I mix the two. And believe me, there's some marketers that say, no, you should never send automatic posts. Ooh, I totally disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that go ahead and send very useful automated posts. You know, that's fine. If it's quotes, if it's useful to people, if it's relevant to what they're looking for, that's fantastic. But mix it up. So I go in 3 times a day, 5 minutes each. So, I go in at 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock, let's say 4 o'clock, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do my personal interactions. I answer my questions that I've gotten. I talk to people. There's not one person, and this is the truth, that would talk, that, you know, would ask me a question, talk to me, that I wouldn't answer back. I mean, there's no question about it. However, it might not be immediate, but it's going to happen. I'm going to always get back to anybody. That's the secret in terms of time management. You have to figure out that, you know what, we have automated tools to help us out. We, you know, Facebook, I use something called Ping FM. And again, my Facebook is constantly being updated all the time because I have preloaded messages that go in and update my status. My blog is plugged into my Facebook, so every time I make a blog post, it posts to my status on Facebook. There are so many tools out there that you can integrate into your social media campaigns that are going to make you more effective, make it faster, quicker, et cetera. So I have now... It doesn't happen instantly because you have to master these marketing platforms. But the wonderful part is, without question, you should be able to get to an hour a day using your five marketing platforms, become a master in just an hour a day. And without hesitation, I can say that's what I got to. Now, I have to say I'm a smart worker. I'm an effective worker. You know, I don't go into Facebook and, you know, worry about the ornaments and who's, let me accept ornaments and send ornaments and blah, blah, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get the business and get business done. But, you know, the point is that don't get sucked into that black hole. Use the automated tools that are available to you and plug into them and do some research. It's not that hard to find the tools that are available to you.
Mm-hmm.
Plug into those, and then and then combine that with personal interaction. And if you do that combination, what happens is people see you all the time. It's kind of that massive visibility concept, but at the same time, you also interact with them. It's a brilliant concept, and many people use it that are many, and this is not, you know, my concept. It's just a concept that is what many smart marketers do. So it doesn't have to take a lot of time.
Now, you mentioned two tools, socialumph.com and pingfx.com. Now, we're not going to get in details about those, but are those free media tools or
all
free platforms?
All free, of course.
Okay,
yes, I wouldn't tell you anything free.
Just making sure.
They're 100% free. Now, come on. No, they're 100% free, absolutely, and they're fantastic. In fact, Ping, which is one of my favorite tools, everybody has to be on Ping. You have to be. And here's the wonderful thing about it. You can hook up your Facebook, your Twitter, if you're on MySpace, it just accommodates so many social networking sites. And what happens is you go into Ping and you post a message and boom, it goes out to every single site instantly. And you don't have to then go into Twitter and Facebook and, you know, you're not logging into all of these. You just log into Ping only. You put your little Ping, you put your message in there and then boom, it just updates all LinkedIn, everything. Instantly. So it's there's so many time-saving tools like that, so you're not wasting your time. I don't log in to Facebook sometimes because I'm pinging out my things. I actually only go into LinkedIn 3 times a week. You get to understand how much I need to get into those sites in order to keep up my relationships. Twitter, I have to go in 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. In fact, someone said to me, this was not me, and I can't remember who said it, but it was a fantastic quote. But somebody said to me on Twitter, you have to go into Twitter 3 times a day, Facebook 1 time a day, LinkedIn 3 times a week. And that's about that's right. That's about what it is. But you'll learn that. You'll figure that out, and you know how much you have to get into each one. But, you know, there's times I don't go into LinkedIn, but my status is updating. So it looks like I'm active.
Right.
It appears to people that I'm constantly in there. I'm not. So that was my secret. I'm not, you know, you see my quotes coming out and everybody thinks that, I've had more people, Andrew, than you can imagine, say to me, oh, my gosh, you live on Twitter. You're do you have a life? You're always on Twitter. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm at 15 minutes a day. How much I'm on it.
Wow.
I don't spend a lot of time, and I have gotten a lot of business from Twitter, a ton of business.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But Jessica, I tell you what, we got about 15 minutes or so here. Couple minutes. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you about give me some like top 3 tips or something, and then about people being interested in marketing on shoestring budgets, something like that. And then we have some questions coming in from folks. If you don't mind, I'm going to answer some questions if we have time. But one of the reasons we are on this call, and if you don't know, yes, these calls are designed to offer you guys something, and that's what we're going to do. And you have something called the Shoestring Marketing Association. Can you tell everybody about that real quick?
And I'll be really quick. I know I'm too much of a talker, but let me.
No, you're fine.
If
it was up to me, I'd keep you on here for several hours. I'm respecting your time. Believe me, I can ask you questions all night.
But in terms of the Shoestring Marketing Association, it is a fantastic tool that really I've designed for small business owners that are on a shoestring budget. And what's so wonderful is that, like I said, I just get really excited about it because I've seen so many small business owners build their businesses without having to spend, you know, very much money at all. And the Shoestring Marketing Association basically is a where you join the association and you are sent webinars that are personally done by me. And a webinar, sometimes that technology words, is hard for people, but that's where you watch it on your computer. So I'm showing you, for instance, on your computer how to set up Facebook and how to really become a master of Facebook through this webinar. Then I send you articles. I have interviews with with Facebook experts. You do get a monthly newsletter in the mail, actually, with like tons of articles that I've written. So the point is that each month we try to pinpoint on a specific, highly effective shoestring marketing strategy that I've personally tested that I have found has grown my own business and many of my clients' business. And then, you know, and then we really master that specific marketing strategy, whether it's blogging, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's Facebook. And what people have found is, you know, it's not as hard as you think it is. And once you watch the webinar, once I send you my articles, once I send you my podcasts, once you get all of this information, it's not long before, wow, you know, you really do become a master on these platforms. And it's not as intimidating or as difficult because I'm there every step of the way showing you how to do it, giving you the information you need, answering those questions and alleviating your fears, basically, because I get the fears that people have when they start, you know, launching into some of these new media tools that just seem, you know, like a foreign land to people. So the association is a fantastic deal, especially if you're on a shoestring marketing budget, because I'm going to show you all of these platforms, and every month you're introduced to a brand new platform, and you are introduced to that platform in depth, you know, not just a skimming, quick overview of it, but you're going to learn every possible thing about that marketing platform. And that's what's, you know, really exciting about it.
Wow. And folks, and real quick, you can get to that by going to theinterviewseries.com/shoestring, all lowercase, all one word, or you can click on the big button there on the, if you listen to the teleseminar page, big button on the left side, it says Shoestring Marketing, or if you're on my website, just go to the big yellow button that says Shoestring Marketing Association. So,
well,
okay.
And we should, well, but Andrew, we should say that you also get a 30-day free trial, too.
Oh.
So.
Yes, we should say that. 30-day free trial, folks.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay any. And here's the thing. I'm not a trickster. I'm not one of those sorts of marketers. Like, I'm a very transparent marketer, so there's nothing trickery. Like, all of a sudden you get a bill or all of a sudden everything, like, comes up on your charge card. I mean, it's a true 30-day free trial. And it's the simplest to cancel. It's right. I actually even send it into your email how to cancel it if it's not what you think it is. But why not? You know, just try it out for 30 days. If you don't like it, you can either email me. That's fine. I'll cancel you out. Or you just go into the website and just boom, you just hit a cancel button. But you should try it out because at least you can see, you know what, is this the sort of thing for me? Is this something that would help my business? Just so I did want to mention that as well.
Well, good. And I'm sure we'll talk about that in a second. 30-day free trial. I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
And if you guys can tell, just by the way Jessica is portraying herself, that she is extremely transparent. And if she tells you that's what it is, it's what it is. I mean, I can promise you that. And, talking with
that
them, this is great.
Yeah.
All right. Down and dirty time here.
Give
me your top three tips for people interested in marketing on the shoestring budget.
All right, and this is what you would, I mean, this is, these three tips are non-negotiable. I mean, this is something that there's no if ands, or buts about. And the first is you have to set up a solid business foundation before you start marketing. I can't tell you how many people don't have the solid foundation. Now, I wish I could just spend like 2 hours telling you how, you know, all the components that go into a solid business foundation. But I'm going to give you a couple tips fast, and that is that, you know, you have to have something called a landing page. You have to. It's really something that your business cannot function without. And basically, it's that if you just have your website sitting up there and it's a 5-page website and it's kind of boring and static, and that's where you're sending people, you know, you're losing business every single day. However, if you have a, let's say that you have a page where you send people, and instead of it being a website and it's boring and it's static, let's say they can download some sort of free kit or a free book or a free offer or a free CD or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the only objective is to get their name on your list.
Okay.
That's your objective. I mean, that's number one, is that you have to start building that list through a landing page. And the foundation is just, it takes a long time to explain, but you have to make sure you have a solid business foundation. Now, number two is that you have to create a really compelling, without question, unique marketing message. And you want to make sure that people understand that you are unique. You offer something that nobody else offers, that there is, you have something that is why they're going to do business with you. That's essential. You have to have that. And you have to design that marketing message. Now, you guys, if you come in, if you join me in Facebook, and you, let's say you friend me in Facebook, or you ask to be a connection in LinkedIn, or you want to be a connection in my business, social networking, I always will get back to you with something like, hey, John, it was so great to meet you. Please let me know if I can ever do anything to help you or your business. Jessica Swanson, the Shoestring Marketer. Download your free marketing kit, you know, www.shoestringmarketingkit.com. That's my marketing message. And the whole point is that people know exactly what I do. But do you understand, I'm not sending them over to a website. Go visit my website. Go see the site. That's what everybody does. You have to give them a reason to go see your site. And my reason is, I have a free marketing kit for you. Go check out my free marketing kit. So you have to have a real compelling, marketing message that's going to get people over to not your website, to your landing page. And I know I'm probably talking, and don't worry if this is all sounds, you know, above and beyond. It's really simple. It's not hard. It's not, you know, overly time consuming. But I am trying to jam this all in. Mm-hmm. And then my third is, and I already said this, but I have to say it again because it's so essential. You only want to market on 5 platforms. Do not think, like you heard me say, 200 marketing platforms. Well, Jessica was on 200, so I need to be on 100. No, no, no. 5 and that's it. Start with 5, become a master on 5, and build your way up. Eventually, fine, you can get to 20, 50, etc. Start on 5, master those. That's the way you're going to build your business. Don't get too crazy trying to get on too many. There's way too many people out there that are joining all these different sites and are trying too many different things, and they become discombobulated and disjointed, and it doesn't work. So those are my three tips, is build that foundation, build a solid foundation, including a landing page, and then have a really concrete, special marketing message, and then finally market on 5, only 5, not more than 5 platforms to start with.
Those are, that's awesome. I'm okay. Sitting here. I got like 5 pages of notes, speaking of 5s, and trying to write furiously while I'm in it. And let you guys behind a back cave a little bit. I do more than just talk on the phone. There's all kinds of buttons I got to hit and make sure things are going right on my end. So I'm doing a lot more than just writing. Just if you folks think this is he can talk pretty good. Well, there's a little more to it than that.
Yes, there is.
So
I know.
Thank goodness
exactly
I got somebody like Jessica on the line that can really help me out in doing what she does, and she does it so well. So, Jessica, I know your time is almost up, and can I talk you into a couple of minutes to answer a couple of questions? You have a family, but if you have to get your family, please say so.
No, I am all yours. Absolutely.
All right. Okay, first question comes from John in Desert Hot Springs, California. First of all, he says, is this going to be recorded? Yes, John, this is being recorded. Don't worry. Okay. He says, I have to work and would like to hear it. Okay. Is it necessary to have thousands of pages to get sales, or just a method of generating a good list? Can an affiliate site work without a list, or is it best to do niche markets and try to build a list in those areas?
Okay. I know exactly what he's saying. John is obviously trying to do affiliate sales, which is basically he's selling other people's products through the Internet, which is a fantastic business model, and that's wonderful. A lot of people like to do that. I have many clients that are affiliate salespeople. To answer the question, John, the only way it does work, if you want – affiliate sales is a very competitive field. You're going to be against a lot of fierce competitors, and you are going to have to, believe it or not, really build your own list without question. And let's use this as an example. Let's say that I was going to sell I knew Sally, and Sally has a dog product, and her dog product is, it's going to train your dog so that they're going to, you know, not go to the bathroom in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm selling that product, it's essential that we use all of the marketing strategies that I was talking about. Whether you're selling your product or somebody else's product, you have to still plug into the same marketing concepts. And you're going to have to make sure that you're an expert, that you're perceived as an expert, et cetera. So in order to sell Sally's program, you're going to have to develop a landing page, a website. It doesn't have to be thousands of pages, but it has to be a pretty good website that is going to be detailing Sally's products, maybe a few other products. But your other question, John, was, should I go into a niche? Absolutely. Your life will be much easier. Let's say that you instead decide, you know, I'm going to go into dog products in general, and I'm going to look at the top 20 best dog products, and my entire website will be around becoming a dog expert on dog products. That's, if you're an affiliate marketer, you should zero in on one niche, and you should become an expert in that niche. Now, you don't have to develop your own product. And remember what we talked about, Andrew and I, with his dancing and with my, you know, one step ahead, all of that talk. The expert simply means you have to be one step ahead of the people coming in. And as you know, many people come in and they've just had a puppy and they have no idea what to do. You just need to be one step ahead of them. But your website should be very informational. It should give them a lot of great information about dog products. It should be tons of different, here's a product I recommend, here's one I don't recommend. It should be a video of you talking about it. It should be constant, constant, constant. It doesn't matter if it's your product or someone else's product. It doesn't matter. The marketing strategy is exactly the same. And if you look at the top affiliate marketers, that's what they do. They become an expert in a niche area, and they don't have their own product, but they really become an expert in that area all the same. So hopefully that answers that question.
Hmm. You know, I gotta put my 2 cents worth in because that's just the way I do things.
Yeah, do. Put your 10 cents in.
That is extremely 1,000% great advice, and I wish I would have heard that before I started the interview series. Not that I dislike this, but the way I do things is I am, if the people that follow me know this, with my interviews, I am all over the board. There is no particular subject that I focus on. And I'll be honest with you, and just because you brought it up, how I went about it was extremely wrong. I shouldn't have done it like I did, but I did, and I jumped into it. And now, basically, I can't stop it even if I wanted to because I have. And this is not a bragging thing, folks. It's just because it took a while to get there, but I have a little bit of a following. And once again, it's not me. It's the guest I bring, and that's the way how I wanted to set it up. So there you go for that one. All right.
No, I know what you're saying. No, you're right. But you're right. But don't you – well, please, Andrew. I mean, if I could – if I had 10 hours to tell you all my mistakes, please, it would take hours on end. But, I mean, I've made so many mistakes. But the point is, you're right. I mean, I think that a niche is so much more useful. And you have done very well with this show, and you do have a following, and people love you. But you're right. I think it makes your life easier if you have a niche.
Oh, absolutely it does. Absolutely
no
it does.
No question.
All right, Sherry from Bethesda, I would assume it's Bethesda, Maryland. I've heard a good marketing strategy is to use surveys, but what if your list isn't big enough? What if no one responds to your survey request?
Surveys are a fantastic marketing tool. Now, if you don't have a big enough list, no, you can't use surveys. I mean, that's just the bottom line. So I wouldn't worry about surveys if you don't have a big enough list. Now, let me say this, though. I think if you had 100 people on your list, and maybe you do, maybe you don't, but if you had 100 people, you can send out a survey. Now, surveys are a whole different animal, but they're a fantastic marketing tool. It's one of my marketing tools or one of my platforms that I often recommend to people. And surveys help you make your products better. It helps people feel more connected with you. One of the best things of surveys is people feel that they have a voice in your company, like they helped you, you know, make a choice in your company, and it makes people become bigger fans, bigger followers. So you should absolutely use surveys. In order to have people respond to surveys, there needs to be a reason. I mean, who's going to respond to a survey if you just send it out and say, will you fill in the survey, blah, 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 blah? Never. I mean, who's going to do that? Nobody's going to.
Mm-hmm.
A survey is going to work if there's some incentive to fill out the survey. You have to give them something. Let's be honest. And whether it's something simple like, here's a little free this or that, or I'm going to do this or that for you. But you have to offer them something in exchange for that survey information. And that, and by the way, was it Sharon or Susan? What was her name?
It was Sherry.
Sherry. And by the way, Sherry, it's you are exactly right that surveys are an invaluable tool. In fact, you know, the fact that you know that is, you know, tells me a lot, because many, many small business owners don't use surveys to the way they should. But the point is, use surveys, but there always needs to be an incentive for someone to fill it out. They need to get something in return, because their time is valuable, and it takes some time to fill out. And also, you want to make sure that your surveys are easy to calculate the results. You know, don't send out surveys that, you know, it takes too long for them to answer. It's too much time. Your best surveys, especially at the beginning, are going to be yes, no, true, false. People will so much more answer that than if you make them right, right, right. And you can get a lot of information just by yes, no, true, false, if you phrase your answers correctly. So use surveys as a marketing tool. Make them short, easy, sweet, but also make sure to give them something in exchange for their time, because they are giving you their time, so give them something back.
Interesting. I guess I never even thought about surveys, because I always thought they were cumbersome, but no, I like the way you put it.
Well, exactly, like because most people think they are, but if you get, like, let's say you got some fantastic little prize for filling out a 10-question yes-no, you'll do it. You would do it then.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes, I would. All right, let's see here. Neil talked about the best ways to market yourself, which we talked about earlier. Okay, thank you, Neil. Suzanne, hate writing salesy material. What can I do to that less tedious? Hate writing salesy materials. What can I do that's less tedious? I think you'd cover that with all the different platforms you spoke about on here.
Yeah.
Maggie, I don't have a lot of time. We talked about the time. All right, great questions coming in. Beth from Chicago, just down the road
Chicago,
from
it. Yay. Chicago.
Chicago. What's up, Barry?
Did it sound like that when I said it?
I'm not going to get into that.
All right, all right.
I have several good friends in Chicago. I put it this way, I make fun of their accents all the time. So
I know. I do have a Chicago accent. I've been here my whole life. I can't help it.
Beth, why is a landing page necessary? Why couldn't you send them to your site where they just get the free product?
Nice question. Love that question. Because your site has too much for them to look at. Your website is going to deter them. Their eyes are going to go in different directions. Here's a marketing tip that, oh my goodness, if you can just put this into your back pocket, you'll be forever happy. You only want your prospects to do one action at a time, never more than that. So you want your prospects to, when they go to your landing page, you are not making a sale. You're not trying to have them look around your website. You have one action you want them to do, and that is to give you their name and their email address. That's it, nothing else. And obviously in exchange for that, now remember we talked about surveys, but you can't just say, hey, give me your name and email. You have to give them something in return for that. So you give them something in return for their name and email address. Now, if they go to your website and you have, hey, you know, here's the free product, the problem is there's a button here, there's copy here, there's a link here, there's this here, and they're going to get distracted. And any distraction is going to push them away from what you want, and that is to add them to your list.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, you know, if they go to your website, I can promise you that they're going to, oh, I don't have enough time. Oh, I'll come back later. Oh, I'll get here again. They won't.
Mm-hmm.
They never do. That's the way it goes. That's life. You might have the best website on the planet. They're just never going to get back to it. They don't have the time. So you have to be really smart and bring them over to a one-page site that is very clear as to what you want them to do. I just want your name and email, and then I'm going to give you this free information, et cetera, and so forth. And believe me, it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be, you know, wonderful. It just has to be very clear to them what they need to do. And that's in marketing called just a clear call to action, so they know what to do. And people get very distracted, as you know. We're in this sort of age that distraction is a problem. So let's not distract our prospects. Let's just tell them, here's what we want you to do. And, you know, go to the landing page, put your name and email. Now I've captured your information. I can continue to market to you now. You've given me permission. Now I can send you emails. I can invite you to webinars, teleseminars. I can send you my easy, you know, I can do all sorts of things now. So the point is, your landing page is only to get their name and email. It's not to make a sale, and it's to keep them from getting distracted as well.
Hmm. I'm writing furiously here, so if I'm lagging behind, it's why. I wish I went to shorthand back in high school, for crying out loud.
You need that shorthand.
I got a math degree. It doesn't do anything when I have to write down words.
Yeah,
man,
all right. That's
tough. One more. I know I'm way past the time that I asked you.
That's
all right.
It's okay.
Nina from San Francisco, what is the best tool to build your list and send out marketing emails? Okay, well, I don't know if you might use something differently. Okay.
Well, I'll take it. I'm going to take that question. And like we said before, and, you know, it's a little bit that we covered it, but the point is that there's not one tool, and that's what people have to understand. People always think there's a magic bullet, that there's if you do this one thing, that's it. It's not that. It's making sure that you are plugging into the marketing platforms that best serve you. That you're like, you know, Andrew, if you're not the biggest Twitter fan, then that's not where you should spend the bulk of your time. You know, that wouldn't be smart for you and your business. Obviously, you love this, you know, interviewing, speaking. That's where you should spend your time. I mean, so the point is that you plug into where your strengths are, and those are the tools that you tap into to build your list. And the list basically is going to be built by bringing people over to your landing page, getting them to opt in, and then going from there. So that's how you build your list, is you just get them over to that landing page, and you do that through tapping into those marketing platforms that suit your personality.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. And Teresa from Boston, I'm not going to get into this. It says, should I continue with Facebook and other social websites? And then I think her hands went off the home row keys because I can't make out anything she said. So Teresa, I encourage you to go to the Shoestring Marketing Association directly and ask questions over there. So why don't you go ahead and tell us, Jessica, one more time about the Shoestring Marketing Association, then I'll let you go do your stuff and go ahead.
Okay, so again, you know, the Shoestring Marketing Association is a great place for any sort of small business owners. You know, I just want to stress that I work with solopreneurs. That means one man shows who are just the only person building their business. You know, that might be an affiliate marketer. It might be a coaching business. All the way up to, I have, and I really do like to keep my businesses to, you know, about 50 employees or less, but because I like to stick with the small businesses. But the point is, I have that sort of range, and I work with any sort of small business where you're trying to become effective, either using social media, using free marketing platforms, and whether it's because you're on a tight budget or you just want to figure out how to tap into all of this variety of different marketing methods, it doesn't matter, because the Shoestring Marketing Association can help you in that area, and it's going to help you explode your business without question and build that business quickly, efficiently, without spending really a penny if you don't want to. And that's what we are here to help you do, is just build that business quickly without spending money in the marketing area, because there's so many ways to do it. And as I said at the very, very beginning of the call, there's never been a time in history where the small business owner has had more of a chance and more options available to them than today. And so that's what's so exciting.
Wow. And you do get a free 30-day trial with that.
Yeah, free.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah, I always forget that little part.
And you
that's
can
a
get
good
to
part
it.
To mention.
You can get to it from going to theinterviewseries.com/shoestring. Click on the big buttons on the Centel seminar page if you're listening there, or on my web page if you're listening there. So, Jessica, I know we went over time. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. If there is anything else you'd like to say in parting words, I'll give you the last word, and we'll take it from there.
Well, that's fantastic. And Andrew, thank you so much. You are just wonderful, and I'm so glad that we. And as Andrew said, it was tricky business with trying to set this up, but I'm so glad we did. It was so much fun. You are just fantastic, and
well, thank you.
You know, I'm just so happy that we had the chance to do this, because I think it's something that really can help people, and
mm-hmm.
that's what it's all about, just helping people get their businesses to where they want it to be. So I think it was just a fun time.
Well, I had a blast, too. Thank you again, Jessica. And once again, theinterviewseries.com/shoestring. And be looking out for your emails, folks, for my next interview coming up, and I'll be announcing that soon. So in the meantime, Jessica, thank you again, and I guess we'll see everybody on the flip side.